We are talking to master gardeners today, two of which who will be receiving their, I guess, diplomas, right?
And badge. They're orange master gardener badge.
Oh, and badge. I'm so excited. And I think this is going to be a great conversation today because as you guys have gone through the program now, and we've got December 18th, right, Liz, is that deadline coming up for...
For registration. 2018 program.
And if not, until it fills up, basically.
Exactly.
So, but, you know, if you're listening today and this is something that intrigues you, you know, don't wait. Contact OSU Extension. You can Google OSU Extension. Find them very easily. Thank you, Johnny, online. And so the information's out there, really easy to drill into it and find what you're looking for to get registered for the 2018 Master Gardener Program. So, but let's start out and talk about later today. You're going to have a graduation party?
Yes.
Of sorts. And fantastic. So to introduce our guests, we have Marcy Kenyon, I'm sorry, Marine Chaplain. And Liz Olson, of course, she is the coordinator of the Master Gardening Program. And Maureen, I think we'll start with you today. General feelings. I mean, how does it feel to be graduating today?
Well, it feels great. I kind of can't believe it's come to this right now. I've enjoyed the program so much. I moved here recently with my husband a couple of years ago to be closer to our grandchildren, and when we got here, everything was so green, and we came from Arizona that I just thought, gosh, there's so many things that I don't know about this climate, this geography, and one day at a market, you know, the farmer's market in Lincoln, mm-hmm. in Lincoln City, which is where we live, I got some information about the Master Gardeners, and the girl was so enthusiastic. She said, oh, you're just going to love it. The people are so great, and everything she said was true.
And it was true. That's wonderful. So how long had you been in, you know, the Northwest before you decided to dive into Master Gardeners?
Well, let's see. We'd been here a year. We'd been here a year before.
Yeah,
kind of getting settled.
And I love the story of the farmers markets. When I get the chance to do Lincoln City Farmers Market, and thank you for coming down to Central County. You know, it's a great farmers market, and you know, for me, it's just like, man, farmers market is my rock. That is where we get. Generally, I would say throughout the year, especially through the winter farmers market. You know, 90% of our vegetables, and it's just such an asset. Now, you were someone who was interested in chips and salsa coming from Arizona.
Yes.
And
it's
so,
a family staple.
Well, I love that one of these passions for you was to explore growing tomatoes and... tell us a little bit about that. Like, how did that journey go, and when did you start in spring?
All right. Well, we started in spring after the plant sale. As I said, I had read something about you should grow what you eat. Well, I had never really eaten anything from a garden before. Mm. It had always come from Safeway, Fred Meyer, you know.
Yeah.
So that was a new experience. But so salsa is a big family favorite. So I thought, well, I'm going to try a salsa garden. And fortunately, one of our master gardeners in Lincoln City is Claudette Schroeder, and she is the tomato queen of the master gardeners here.
Tomato queen, I like
and,
the sound of that.
And she gave me a lot of great advice on which tomatoes to, you know, start mm-hmm. with. So actually, I didn't start them from seed. Fortunately, she did that in her greenhouse.
Gotcha.
So I just had little baby plants. But anyway, it went from ground zero to Jurassic Park. It was so lush that we were all just kind of like incredulous.
Yeah.
And I don't exactly know why. I think it's all the help that they gave me. Well, the mentoring.
Yeah, yeah. We tried tomatoes this year in our little greenhouse, and it didn't go so well. I mean, we did get production, but it was not super satisfactory. And Liz, just a thought on that. Is that an instance of where, you know, I'm someone who's struggling a little and I can do, and like say, an ask an expert type opportunity?
Yes. I mean, the Ask an Expert is a nationwide service, so not just gardening questions, but definitely you can just email Ask an Expert, ask a question if it's something you need to send a photo with, and then they assign it to a master gardener or somebody to research it and get back to you. So yes, that would definitely be a good example of when you could avail yourself, or call on our office and the master gardeners, you know, right in Lincoln County at the extension office is another. You can email, you can call, you can walk in and visit us.
Marcy, I want to jump to you real fast because you worked with the demonstration garden, it sounds like, at the lighthouse?
Yeah, at the Yucuna Bay Lighthouse.
And I do want to spring back to the history of what sparked your interest in master gardeners too, but at that location, did you grow tomatoes there?
We grew about 3 tomatoes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's a very cold and windy place, and tomatoes need heat. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of sun, but not enough heat. So it was difficult. We tried growing them in straw bales. So that was kind of an innovation, very experimental.
So just a thought here, Liz, too. Over the course of, say, the coming year, and say, you just mentioned the Ask the Expert, where would you recommend I drill into master gardeners as mentors to learn about tomatoes, for example?
I would definitely, one good place is at our annual plant sale. Mm-hmm. There are over like 300 or 400 tomato plants of all different varieties, all grown by master gardeners. So we have a lot of resident master gardeners who are expert in the tomatoes or veggie field, and they're always willing to share their information and their expertise with you. So that would be one. Our master gardener office during the season, you can always walk in or call us about how best to grow tomatoes. Mm-hmm. But I would start at that plant sale because you're going to get healthy, locally grown tomatoes, and the experts are right there to answer your questions.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. And when is our annual plant sale? Typically?
It's usually in May. I don't have an exact date right now, but it's May.
But May, roughly. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's take a break. We're talking master gardeners today. We have Marcy Kenyon, Maureen Chaplin, and Liz Olson. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment on Lincoln County Connections. We are back on Lincoln County Connections. We are talking about master gardening. With us today, we have two students, Green Thumbs, Marcy Kenyon, Maureen Chaplin, and Liz Olson, who is the coordinator of the master gardening program with OSU Extension. Now, you know, you guys, I just love your stories because we spoke with Maureen earlier. You were from Arizona, moved to the Northwest. Marcy, we didn't talk about you yet, and I want to drill in to a little bit more about your background from the Bronx and
Greenwich Village. Northwest. I'll say the East Village
and
as
the
well.
East Village. Mm-hmm. Wow, so cool. So when did you land in the Northwest?
About 18 months ago.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. My brother's been here for 40 years, so I visited several times.
Ah, mm-hmm. I see. So really we got two individuals who come from regions where agricultural or gardening is not so robust, but you did mention there are quite a few community gardens in the cities.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like there aren't opportunities, but certainly it's not like the Northwest. In the Bronx,
it's nothing like the Northwest. Other than there are people that love gardens and plants, there's the New York Botanic Garden, which is a fabulous resource for New Yorkers, and Central Park, the Brooklyn Botanic Garden, and those places are visited heavily by people from all over the New York area. Community gardens on the Lower East Side kind of saved my spirit.
Oh.
And there a lot of people come out of their homes and plant things together and eat the fruits of their labors in a patio and get to know each other and share their knowledge. It's a really nice community building activity. So when I became an elementary school teacher, I decided to have a school garden for the same reason, to build community among the administration, the teachers, the kids, the curriculum. So I've kept my gardening passion alive the best I could in a tough area.
Yeah.
And when I got here to the West Coast, the environment's just so rich and different. The seasons are so different. No hard frost. So I thought, oh, I can finally get some expertise and maybe more successful gardens here.
Mm-hmm. So in Master Gardeners, there seem to be so many tracks that you can pursue for your individual interests. And it sounds like you were wanting to work with the community gardens. Well, maybe all Master Gardeners have some degree of participation in the community gardens, yes?
Or in our, we call them demonstration gardens. Uh-huh. Yes, we have five of them throughout the county. So the students select one of the gardens, demonstration gardens, and then they pick a project within that garden to learn, further learn and experiment and put their what they've learned to the test and learn about our climate. And with the support of veteran master gardeners who mentor them through the process.
So, Marcy, what is the transformative experience like for kids? What did you observe when they get to participate in our demonstration gardens?
Hmm.
I mean, are they fascinated by
this? I think it's amazing that they can touch a plant and see it grow and then eat it.
Yeah.
You know, and they love getting dirty in the earth and finding worms. I mean, the minute they see life in the soil, they're just lost to that microcosm. And, you know, their sense of observation grows, and how to handle something that's fragile is really important.
Yeah. Let me ask you, this is kind of maybe a little woo-woo, but it could very well be based in some science. Do you feel healthier from being master gardeners? Do you feel the participation brings more well-being?
Absolutely.
I think so. I think so. Yeah. Really, just the whole experience, the people, the plants, and as I say, it's just, I know I go to the garden, it's kind of like, it's like a meditation garden almost for me, even though it doesn't look like a meditation garden right now. Yeah. But it's just very peaceful and quiet, and the plants, it's really it's a nice place to be.
Yeah, I think there is some research that I have read about that really, you know, the bacteria is in the soil, and there's really an interconnectedness that is important for our health. I mean, that's awesome.
I agree, and we get excited when anything grows. We can eat it.
Yeah, right.
Well, even if it's one tomato.
Right.
Yeah, and I think what it fascinates me to have you come from, you know, the city and you, the high desert, that interconnectedness, like you said, you know, we are interconnected with these systems, and it makes a difference to participate with them. Just think it's great. And we'll take a break with that.
Totally agree.
We'll come back. We'll wrap it up. And we're talking Master Gardeners with Marcy, Maureen, and Liz. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment. Okay, we're back on Lincoln County Connections talking about master gardening. Now, if you're interested and this sounds compelling to you, there is a registration deadline of December 18th. You can go to OSU Extension's website, Google OSU Extension. I think you'll find the information that you need there looking for master gardeners. Now, Marcy, I'd kind of like to close us out. If anybody's on the fence about master gardening, tell us why they should take the dive.
I think the resources of the Master Gardener community, there's just a deep well of old information that's been cultivated through experience. People who've lived here and tried different things and know the environment and the different microcultures, they're just priceless.
Yeah.
So just the oral sharing of the information along with the classes and then being guided to find the right resources is a real key to success.
Awesome. Maureen, what about you? What are your thoughts for someone who is thinking this might be for them?
Well, if you're at all interested, it is a wonderful group. The generosity and the kindness and the patience, especially for someone like me who was kind of a real novice, was just invaluable. It's really changed my whole perspective on gardening. I enjoy it immensely, and Never took botany or anything in school, but my life might have been different if I had.
Yeah.
I love it.
Terrific. So, congratulations in advance to both of you today. You're going to be getting your badges, probably a certificate or something of that, right?
Yep.
You can mount that on the wall. You can get it framed.
Good food.
And,
good
food. Liz, just real quickly, for those who are, going for it this year, is there a financial commitment, or what does it look like?
There is. The course runs from January 9th on Tuesday, every Tuesdays through the end of March. The cost of is $220, and that's all the materials are included, mm-hmm. the sustainable gardening binder and handbook and a lot of handouts.
Okay.
We have speakers, both local specialists, industry specialists, and a lot of OSU faculty who actually teach the courses.
Mm-hmm.
The association does offer two partial scholarships, based on financial need on a first come basis. And then we also have two commercial spots, which we open to folks. Last year we had two folks, local folks, that are landscapers and are somewhat new to the area, so their employers sent them through the course. That's $450 because they don't have a volunteer service commitment.
Yeah.
Whereas with the regular course, it's $220, and there is a volunteer service commitment because that's our mission, public outreach, educational public outreach. And so that volunteer commitment is part of the learning experience also.
Okay, and Liz, with about a minute left, what kind of time commitment or schedule is typical for, like, classes?
Classes are every Tuesday from 9 a.m. to 4:15 p.m. So it is commitment of time, and we go from January 9th to March 27th. Every Tuesday, the classes are held at Oregon Coast Community College, the South Beach campus. We've partnered with them for a number of years. Mm-hmm. And then after that, there is a 60-hour. I know it sounds like a lot, but it does go fast. So from between April and the end of October, that's when those volunteer service hours in the demonstration gardens are done.
Yeah.
It's good.
It came down to about half a day once a week, which is something I like to do anyway. It didn't feel like a big commitment to me.
Well, thank you. Thank you for coming in and telling us about this. Appreciate the work that you're doing. Phone number. Go.
541-574-6534 if you need more information.
There you have it. Have a great day, everyone.